Chapter 123. Well, I've got my evil Tevinter papers. Now I'm going to go drink myself to death. Use my dead body wisely, Dorian announces, and Cullen reaches out to grab the back of his tunic. Explain. Because if Cullen has to sit here and deal with his forming headache, that's cropping up from the amount of letters on backlog they've been helping Josephine with, then so does Dorian, because Dorian is the one who dragged Cullen here in the first place. Get some air, why don't you? You're looking all musty. You want me to get air by leaving my office to go to Josephine's office and doing her paperwork instead of my own? There's tea and gossip. Am I allowed to say no? You can say no, but you're still going, you realize. What evil Tevinter papers? Llewellyn asks, and really, for once, she's the only one here making any sort of progress. She's cruelly efficient in the way she sorts and answers mail. Josephine has been nitpicking and dithering on how to answer most of them, and Llewellyn's solution to the large and intimidating amount of letters from nobility and other wealthy but untitled people was to toss them into the fireplace. Oh, you know, the usual things about licenses and properties and accounts and whatnot, Dorian says. Gossip, threats, the occasional bribe, it's all so very ugly. May I read it? You can't read, Devine, Dorian says, but he hands it over to her anyway, because they're best friends, and this means sharing and swapping things like letters, clothes, weapons, meals, and on that one rare occasion that Cullen still gets a headache thinking about, blood and spit. I can read some, Tevine, Llewellyn replies, not looking over as she plucks the letter that's been stumping Josephine for the past quarter hour from the ambassador's fingers, and tossing it over her shoulder to get torn to shreds by one of the puppies that imprinted on her. Cullen never thought he'd live to see the day where Josephine would allow animals into her offices, and allow said animals to make such a mess. Llewellyn, Cullen thinks, with something quickly approaching the kind of awe he holds for the hero of Ferelden and the champion of Kirkwall and his own sister, is a force to be reckoned with. That was important, Josephine says. No, it wasn't, Llewellyn replies, easy and calm, humming a little as she squints at Dorian's letters. Leliana and her people check all the mail that comes to Skyhold, and they mark the really important ones and put those on top of our work piles, so we get them done as soon as possible. This backlog is everything they deemed not that important, so it's fine. She's right, Leliana says, and she's almost finished with her own pile, and Cullen would really like to know why he's here. He's no diplomat, and there's really nothing he can do except open envelopes and write down names. They have scribes for this. We need someone to be the calm one, Leliana says, turning to him. So stop wondering about why you're here. You'll mess up that face of yours. Wouldn't want that, Dorian says. The Inquisitor is calm, Cullen says. We need someone calmer, Leliana replies. And even as she answers, Llewellyn's moved to standing on her chair and holding up Dorian's letter to the light from a window. You have a very stable feeling about you, like the world could be falling about your ears and it'll be all right. It's an admirable quality, Commander. To be frank, even Surana didn't have that quality. Really? Josephine asks. When you think or speak of her, that's what you tend to feel. It was more of a, the world can and probably is about to fall down about our ears, but not without us bringing down everyone with us feeling. Not so much a calm feeling, so much as a rallying, last stand feeling. Zevran tells me that, sometimes, when he sees her, he has the unexplainable urge to start punching people in the face. explain this from the beginning, Leliana says. Well, Lavellin says, hands folded behind her back. I pretended to be a maid, and that's where things get complicated. You, Leliana says, a maid. Lavellin has shin guards, a practice sword across her back, a split lip that's halfway through being fully healed, and Dalish tattoos. There is no maid in the history ever that has looked like this. And they believed you? It must be the ears, Lavellin deadpans. Of course. Continue. Leliana has a dreadful feeling that this is going to end up with a stitch in her side, because she'll be trying to hold in too much laughter. Or rage. See, I didn't want them to know I was the Inquisitor, Lavellin says, because they seem like the sort to start talking at me about politics and religion and money and things, and I was tired and a little hungry, and mostly I don't like talking about those sorts of things with those sorts of people. You know what I mean? The kind that doesn't really listen to what you're saying. They don't change their minds, that lot. And I wasn't feeling up to it. And also, when people find out I'm the Inquisitor, they start lying and stuff, and it's a gross feeling knowing someone is lying to your face. It's awful, really. Also, as they were walking past me, they were saying such dreadful things, and I couldn't bear it if they suddenly started, what's the phrase? Sucking up? Sucking up to me after hearing all that. Makes sense. A maid, Leliana can't help repeating. Yes, I pretended to be a maid, and then they told me about their terrible accommodations and how I should do something about it, or at least learn how to clean. And then they started to prattle on and on and on about how important they were. But they can't have been that important if no one made me memorize their names or their portraits. And I suppose I said that out loud because they got angry at me and started yelling. But I still wasn't really paying attention because I saw Dalish and Rocky up on the castle walls, and they were waving at me, and I waved at them. Then the angry people turned around to see who I was waving to, but Dalish and Rocky hid, so I guess they thought I was trying to play a trick on them. I wasn't, really. You do believe me about that part, don't you? I believe you on all the parts. Lavellin smiles. So they were yelling and trying to back me up against the wall, and I still wasn't listening very much because Dalish and Rocky popped up again and Dalish was making these hand gestures and, well, it's a system of silent communication for us, and it'd take too long to explain. Long story short, someone grabbed my hair while I was trying to tell Dalish what I wanted for dinner, and then I used that move Cassandra taught me to throw him into the bird bath. Why do we have a bird bath? There aren't that many birds at Skyhold, except for our messenger birds, and some of our hunting birds. And then swords were drawn, honor was challenged, and I ruined the garden. I'm sorry. Can my punishment be fixing the garden? Lavellin pauses. To clarify, I'm sorry about making a mess of the garden, not about the rest of it. I thought as much, Leliana replies. You can fix the garden, but I highly doubt you'd consider it punishment. No, I probably wouldn't. At least you're very honest about it. I try to be. Am I in trouble? No, Leliana says. But that still doesn't explain how the Earl ended up with a codfish down his trousers. Lavellin hums. That happened in between me throwing the other Earl into the birdbath and the duel. I didn't see it happen. It was probably Cole. He's been playing with visual puns. Codpiece and codfish, you know?